Blog Talk Radio.
You pay. The girl pay. Pay it. So y'all can have it, bitch. I'll be a loser, bitch. But bitch, I'm just now, bitch. Sympathy and payola, bitch. That's all I got to say. All right. Okay. See, I immediately are looking crazy. What's popping? What is popping? Yes. Let's get into some things. All right. What's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armani. We are back with another video. Okay, here we go. Yes, yes, yes. What is popping? What's popping, everybody? What is good? What's good? What's popping, everybody? All right. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Ooh. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Get in here, get in here, everybody get in here. Yes, get in here, get in here, get in here, get in here, get in here. I'm just trying to make sure I don't blow my freaking ears off. My God, get in here, everybody get in here. Is it clipping? Okay, let's make sure it's not really doing a lot of clipping, okay? Ooh, okay, 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 okay. Here we go, here we go. Oh, I got on the same jacket. Come on. Get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Okay, period, poo. Period, period, period. Come for the gathering. Come for the gathering. Let's get into some things. Okay. Ooh, I gotta make sure. Because I'd be in here blowing my ears off. Okay, that is not what I'm trying to do on this good day, okay? That is not what I'm trying to do. on today. I just want to let y'all know that. That's not what my spirit is calling for. All right, so listen. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Armand, and we are back with another video. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. And get in here, get in here. Everybody get in here. Come for the gathering. We got some tea for you, okay? Well, Tory Lanez has officially been charged. Been charged. Yes, he has. Tory Lanez has been charged. Some felonies, too. They felony charges. Mm-hmm. Let's read the charges. If you guys haven't heard the charges already, I'm reading them to you for those in the back that didn't quite catch the tea yet. The charges are one count of assault with a semiotic firearm, and one felony count of carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle. The DA also alleges that Tory Lanez inflicted great bodily injury. If Tory Lanez is convicted, the rapper slash singer faces up to 22 years and 8 months in prison. Well, I'm just glad that we're getting the ball on this. I'm just glad that things are moving because, I mean, you got to think about it, guys. Listen, we the public, we deserve to know what was going on. I mean, because these are some steep allegations. These are some big allegations. This is a huge moment. This is a lot going on. And I feel like, you know, somebody must have said something and the charges were pressed. I guess that weekend out and Tory Lanez was basically saying like, girl, you know, what's popping? I'm out and about. Ain't nobody pressing no charges. I'm free. And they got him. They said, oh, you want to be out? You want to flex in the club? All right, let's put some power behind this, and we are going to press charges. Somebody is speaking out. Megan, it's Kelsey. It's going to be interesting if this thing goes to trial. I think it's going to go to trial because now he'll have to prove that he didn't shoot her. And the T is, will Megan Thee Stallion testify? Will she say what happened? This is going to be a make or break career. Not really a make, but this is going to definitely be a break career for one of them. And it could be both if it's found out that they're on some BS. Now, here's the thing. He's not convicted, so he's innocent and still proven guilty. However, I still feel like he shot her. But the thing is, I just feel like he feels like he may have a case because Megan said that she was walking forward and she got shot from the behind. So she don't technically, well, she didn't say this, but they're going to use it and say that, how do you know that he shot her? But it was his gun. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be very, very interesting. But I feel like everybody's going to be subpoenaed. I feel like the driver, the security guard, Kelsey, the T is about to come out. I would definitely be going to trial. The T is definitely going to have to come on out. So I want to know what you guys think about this situation. I like Tory Lanez's music. I like Megan Thee Stallion. I think it's an unfortunate situation. So I'm not taking any one side because I dislike the other. I just happen to think that the nigga shot her because I feel like Tory Lanez is a hothead. I've seen him flip out, jump across tables, slap loving hip-hop D-list celebrities. I've seen him punk Travis Scott. I've seen him go off. But I also know that Megan Thee Stallion is a little bit of a cognac queen. And so she could have probably put some hands on him, too, and they could have gotten to a tussle. But that still doesn't give you the right to pull out a pistol and shoot towards the ground and secretly hit aim towards the feet. And then if he allegedly said, dance, be dance. Remember, he said, dance, dance, is what he allegedly told her before he shot. This is what they're saying. And so we're going to really get into some things, and we're going to be following this. We've been covering this, It's very, very interesting. I want to know what you guys think. And what's really been interesting this whole time for me is just the amount of women who are in support of Tory Lanez. I never thought so many women would be, you know, for Tory Lanez and you know, inevitably against Megan Thee Stallion, and particularly black women. Most of them are on the side of Tory Lanez. So it'd be interesting to, you know, to hear what you guys have to say. The caller number is here, 563-999-3658. Okay, remember, dance, be dance. Okay, and before we start taking some calls, let's take a shout out to our sponsor. Okay, let's take the first call. 1777.
What it do, Armand? What it do?
Listen, it's doing, because you responded. You heard me. So just a little quick tidbit. When I unmuted you, did it say unmuted?
Yes, it did. It said unmuted. I was like, ooh, am I on the line? But I am. But let's get into it.
Okay, now I just want, hold on. Before we get into it, I just wanted to confirm that. So when all these people be acting like they can't hear me, it literally says unmuted.
Right.
Okay.
It does.
Just checking. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So basically, like, the whole time, like, I felt like Tory Lanez did that shit. Like, why would Meg lie? And the niggas was going back and forth. Oh, we need him to get charged. Like, we need to see the evidence. If not, like, I'm not on nobody's side, or I'm backing Tory. It's ridiculous. And now that we see that the cop is about to charge his ass, or they did charge him.
Okay, I love you, but it's just way too much cursing out the gate. Y'all know that. Come on. I can't do these warnings every time. 3247, you live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, first, Armand, I wanted to ask a question. Which of the shoes, did it happen in California?
Yes, it happened in California. Well, yes.
You know, California, I'm from San Diego, and I wish I could catch you in the center of my city. But in California, being that I've been in trouble before, they always kind of give you, oh, we're going to give you this much time, but they really don't. They plead down and stuff like this. All I feel is, I'm trying to figure out, how did she know she got shot from them, or she, it happened from behind. But if Tory Lanez did this, they're going to make a good example out of her. Like, they're going to make an example. They're going to try to give him something. But I wouldn't be surprised if he gets probation. It's shocking that that might be, because he's going to probably try to plead down. You know what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
You know, we just slap on the wrist. They'll take you some anger management. Go do this. Go do that. He has money.
Yeah, if he was so, in the South, if he was in Texas or something, it'd be over for him. But California is a little bit more liberal.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm from San Diego. I'm from Southeast San Diego. But you know, I know the whole situation. He's
right.
Going to get a slap on it, and he's going to pay some money. He's going to move around a little bit and stuff and take some little anger management classes, and then he'll be okay. But I feel that,
right.
You know, it's sad. It's funny, Kiki, it's sad. But really, I feel that he needs to be taught a lesson, because I watch what you say, and you be saying how he has a short man complex and he has anger. He's running up on people all the time. But if he run up on the right person, he's going to get taught a lesson. Amon, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
He's going to get taught
yes.
a real lesson. They see for him to disrespect a black woman like
are
that.
You,
and we have a,
I can. It's hard kind of hearing you. It sounds a little muffled.
I said for him to be going against a black woman. See, us black women, we always try to protect our men. We try to cover up. Like, we don't want to be a snitch. We don't want to tell. Our black men go through too many things. We don't want to do this and we don't want to do that.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? She could have lost her career. You know what I'm saying? Because he shot her. You know, bullets have no name. You know, they be shooting bullets go anyway. They don't have no destination. They just go where they go. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So she, I think that she really did get hurt, once of all. You know, she was trying to protect him and be like, I'm not going to say nothing. But now she's saying something. You know what I'm saying? So which one do you believe? Oh, I don't know who it was. That's what they're going to use. Like, oh, at first she said she didn't know. Now she's saying she can't see where it came from because I was running from behind. Which story are you going to go with? I'm not going to get her because I'm a black woman myself. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But the code of our blackness, we don't want to tell. We don't want to snitch. We don't want to see another black man go down. But, you know, violence is violence. Let's be real about
it. So do you think he shot her?
I think he shot her. I think they probably got in a real little hot little altercation. But, you know, I'm not for nobody.
Did you,
now,
do
whatever,
you think
but, you know,
he heard her dance be dance before he shot her?
He probably do because, you know what, I see the commentary when you be showing stuff like you be showing. He a little ignorant. He a little hothead.
Yeah.
He calm that down. All that money you got, you don't know how to calm down? California don't get you together. You don't need some therapy and some more things.
So why
That's
do you think so many black women are in support of him, though, and they're kind of not believing Meg?
Because, listen, as a black woman, we see what our black men go through. You know what I'm saying? We love our black sons, our cousins. We don't want them to go down, even when it's wrong. You know, okay, I'm going to just tell you this. Don't you do it again. You know, that's how mothers be. Don't you do that again. But some people might have a little jealousy towards Megan, a little attitude with Megan. You know what I'm saying? They might have like, oh, she thinks she all that. And, you know, she got an attitude. She thinks she's the next Cardi B or the next Nicki Minaj or something of the sort.
And maybe, some feel like, you know, if they hold Tory down, they might could be his girlfriend.
But, you know, they might, you know, if we be on this Trillium team, we might get a come up. But come on, let's be real. You know, if it was your sister, you'll feel some type of way. If it was your mom or your cousin, some type of way. But, you know, we're supposed to protect our men, but wrong is wrong. Come on, Ron, and right is right. Don't do the shenanigans.
Thank you.
Don't do the shenanigans.
Thank
you. And I hope I see you when you come back to my city.
Yes. Shout out to you, and thanks for calling. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, let's get into some things. 5450. You're live on air. The call line is getting full, so now's the time to call, and to super chat your last four to the top if you want a guaranteed slot. Okay, yes.
Hi, Ron. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to say that, for starters, I am very happy that Tory Lanez is being charged because I'm not even going to lie. For a little while, I was starting to doubt Megan's story because it was just kind of like, okay, you come out first. It's like I got hit with glass or like glass hit my foot or something like that. And then your story started switching, and then you were like, oh, okay, Tory Lanez shot me. But you weren't really saying who shot you at first, and then you finally come out and say who shot you. But it's like Tory Lanez was never getting charged. And I was kind of, you know, doubting her story because it's like, well, if someone shoots you and harms you,
why do you sound so far away from the phone?
I'm not far away. I have my phone on.
Okay.
Let me take the headphones off.
Yes.
Okay.
Come closer.
Now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, let's just go. Yeah, let's try it that way. Go ahead.
So, like I was saying.
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
So, okay, good. Okay, so I feel like I'm happy that Tory Lanez is getting shot because I feel like when a man, you know,
well, he's not getting shot, he's getting charged, but I got what you were saying.
Yeah, when a man hits you or, you know, harms you in any sort of way, I don't think your first instinct should be to protect them because it's like he could really harm you. He could really, like, end your life. I think women, we need to stop protecting these men and stop, you know, covering for them because if it's the other way around, he could really, like, just throw you under the bus. Like, even, like, with the whole Tory Lanez situation, if it was the other way around and Megan Thee Stallion was the one that shot him, I don't really think that Tory Lanez would be out here just protecting her or covering for her. I think he would have snitched. I don't think he would have arrested her, but I think he would have snitched immediately and then done, like, a whole smear campaign or anything like that. I feel like when anyone does harm on you, you should just call the cops immediately. That's just how I feel. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you so much for calling and giving your input.
Thank you for having me. Bye, Armand.
Okay, bye. All right, let's. Okay, so I want to pull up. He was feeling very free the other day. Let's see. Can I pull this up? Let me see what song is playing, because, child, they got me yesterday. Oh, I'm scared to even play. Oh, I don't want to play no music. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all. So remember, Tory Lanez was just out and about at the club. Hold on. We finna get it right here. So maybe she had got fed up and was just like, you know what? It's time to press some charges. Remember, he was out. Okay, so he was out and about, and he's been out and about, and he was really outside. Let's go to his profile. Tory Lanez. I mean, he was really outside. Well, that was his music video shoot. He's shooting music videos. But not for nothing, he kind of knew that he was being, I think this just kind of hit the blog, because I think that he already knew that the charges were already in. Because if you listen to his album, he says that he's facing up to 22 years. So this is just news to us, kind of. But I think he was already being charged, because he was saying that in one of his records, he was saying, like, I'm facing up to 22 years. And he was talking about his son and his baby mama and, you know, what the people should do for him in case he gets locked up. So I think he knew that this was coming. I don't think this is a surprise, but since he was out on bond, he's just like, I'm finna live my life. And so, you know, he didn't really put a lot of emphasis on the fact that he was on bond, but he just was, he's on bond. I feel like he's been charged. Because he's out on bond. But, okay, we're getting into some things. So let's take some more calls. Okay, we have a couple of super chats to the top. Shout out to the 2,000 people in the chat. If you haven't done so, please make sure you guys hit the like button. And most importantly, subscribe to the channel, okay? The more subscribers we get, the longer we stay on. All right. All right. 10:34. It is all you, baby. Last four, 10:34. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Yes. So, yeah, I definitely think, like, with the title, like, I definitely think his career should be over, because how he write that whole album lying? I mean, just lying, because
right?
It's like, we saw how free he was acting. And like you said, because he knew he was about to get locked up, because he knew he did it. He knew he did it, and he was about to get charged. So he was like, let me run around. And I remember he was on Twitter. They were roasting him about those music videos he was filming, because it looked like he literally picked people up off the streets. They was looking Whole Foods in the background of his video, and people was roasting them. Some dude was texting in the background. It was just a mess. Like, it was so bad. People was dragging him. But, yeah, he was just lying on that album. He kept gaslighting us. He was gaslighting her. And he played it cool. Remember, because she just posted that little post where she was, like, advertising something. Because she knew he was going to get charged. So she wasn't trying to, you know, make a big deal of it. Because she's like, I'm just going to trust that this is going to happen. But I don't think he'll get canceled, because, I mean, no one really ever really is. Like, I mean, a lot of abusers still have careers, full-fledged careers that are very healthy, because a lot of men behave this way and support and understand this behavior. And like you said, there's a lot of black women who have been defending this bullshit and who will also defend men who make those kind of behavior. And it's been sad to watch. It's just been sad to watch the pick me's. And they'll probably still somehow sit here and talk about she lied or something. I mean, they'll probably still sit here and try to make up that she lied somehow. So, I mean, I'm just waiting to see what kind of bullshit they come up with, really. And one thing that I always thought about was, whenever people tried to say, why'd she get back in the car? sometimes I think, what I mean, even if he did do that to her, sometimes what if she was more scared of the cops killing her? I mean, we were in the middle of all this stuff happening with the Black Lives Matter movement. You saw how much she's been talking about Breonna Taylor and all these people. I mean, maybe she really was scared of the cops that night. It's just crazy, the gaslight and the craziness people have come up with trying to say she lied. But that's all I had to say. I mean, it's just been a mess. I don't think he'll get canceled. I wish he would, because fuck him. That's some crazy shit that he did. And, yeah, that's what I got to say.
Thank you. Because you done, she done just, really, thank you. Because, wow. Okay. Jeez, I tried to let two go by, but then she hit me with the double F-U-B-S combo, so I had to let her go. 8060.
Hi, Armand. Those people that cannot control themselves as adults to speak eloquently without cursing, those are all Meg's fans. They have no coot, no decorum, so it's not their fault, Armand. Just
okay.
Like their girl Meg, they can't control themselves. But outside
okay.
of that, being charged with something doesn't mean like you're guilty or not guilty. The
mm-hmm.
court of law will have whatever evidence they have. And if
mm-hmm.
Tory's found guilty, he needs to do the utmost time. And if hopefully Megan, you know, corroborates with everyone, I don't see why people are calling her a snitch when she, if this is something that happened to her, she's a bystander. It's not like she was
mm-hmm.
in a, you know, a gang or something. So hopefully she gets the justice if that's what happened. And if it's not what happened and the truth comes out and she has us looking crazy, it's a shame, because overall this goes to show how, I believe a couple of shows back you had said how black women and gay men, how the relationship is like finicky. We love
mm-hmm.
you guys, and at one moment we don't, and we, you know, all the slander stuff. It also goes to show where a lot of us, you know, cover up these black men, and we're like, oh, well, that black man is this, and that we're like superwoman for them. But meanwhile, the gay boys that are always there for us, we bash them, but support the black
oh.
men that will turn around and down us and dog us.
Oh.
So this is
oh.
a very interesting relationship. We're superwoman for them, but when it comes to the gays that actually are superwomen for us, we be ready to, you know, call them everything but the child of God.
Oh. Well,
so hopefully she gets her justice, and hopefully, you know, she doesn't feel any type of shame. She participates with the law, and if it comes to find out that Tory was telling the truth, maybe not he'll a drunkard, that's a mess. Somebody's career is going to get ruined.
Period. Somebody's career is going to be over, and I feel like it's going to be Tory Lanez, because Megan Thee Stallion, the way that they're, because here's the thing, and I know this is probably, because I feel like this is a spiritual thing too, but I feel like Jay-Z and Beyonce are, they're attached to this. You know what I mean? And
oh,
they're
yeah.
not going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But
they're not going to lose.
Sometimes Jay does have a history in the past where those like artists that were supposed to come, some reason or other, Jay just drops them. So he's not, you know, he'll drop you.
Right.
He's not going to have himself looking crazy. But you're right. They are attached to this. And, yes, it is very spiritual. Megan's last couple of videos, like you said, are high budget. She's showing
yes.
a certain type of side. Sis is twerking in front of a dead cat.
Was she?
Yeah, the cat was dead, like the Alice in Wonderland thing. She was twerking in front of a 3D image of a dead cat.
Oh, I got to go back and look at that.
That video, like you said, is an introduction. Megan is in the big group situation. I'm not
mm-hmm.
going to say whatever, but that's the introduction. She is very much in there, and like you said, she's up next. So just hopefully she got her stories in a row, because Carl looked like he dodged a big bullet, not dealing with crazy behind Meg, but I hope she's telling the truth. One of
well,
them got to go.
That one of them got to go. Well, one of them is going. It's just as a matter of which one. One of them is going. Oh, yes. We just don't know which one. Thank you, caller. They talking about pull some cards. Listen, so you know what? I've actually been meditating. I haven't been in my space, so I don't like to be like real fraudy. You know what I mean? So I like to really pull when I'm in a clear energy. But you know what? We have moved the tarot over to back to the spiritual lounge. So if you guys are into that, we probably will pull some cards for this and get it over, because I haven't pulled in a minute, so I need to get back over there. So we probably will go and play over there. So well, if you guys are into that, you know, make sure you guys subscribe to that channel over there as well. If one of the moderators can grab the link and post it in the chat, that'd be super fire. Right. Okay. So I'm going to take one of 0254. You are live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on all your success and new equipment.
Thank you.
It's really cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your last slide was so funny. I felt so bad laughing at that lady, but I was crying laughing.
Oh, yes. Laugh at her. She's a joke.
Okay.
Jokes
so
are meant to be
I'm
funny.
No. It was hilarious. So thank you so much. Bottom line is, Megan has outed herself as Satan's beep. You know what I'm saying? Satan's toe, whatever it is. When you have, I mean, even the symbology of the Masonic checkerboards in all her videos, and then when I look at Tory Lanez, he's glorifying God. To me, that's enough for me to know. That's enough for me to know whose side I'm on. Okay, the business that they're in, there's so many underlying things going on now. I really don't know. Like, did he shoot her? Did he not shoot her? There was apparently, you know, his security had history with not being allowed to be around guns. And so what I honestly think is because of Megan's past of putting her hands on men, what I think probably happened is that she probably tried to put her hands on him. And I wouldn't be surprised if his security got his gun out. And that was why the security was actually there. But then when she got shot and they called the police, he ran off.
So you think the security shot Meg?
Yes. That's what I think that Tory is covering for his security. Because I did see on another platform, and I've been seeing the rumors going around about the fact that the security, it was the security's gun, but because he had a history with not being allowed to be a gun, like I think the security was a felon. And I'm sorry, I don't put it past Megan. I think she puts her hands on men. And I believe that Tory is way smaller than she is. I think that she could whip his ass. His behind.
Okay.
That a lot of women are jealous of Megan because they don't think that she deserves to be where she's at, because I don't know if we, as not people who didn't know who she was, we haven't really seen her come up. It's kind of like she just popped out of nowhere and then got a feature with the so-called queen of rap, you know?
Okay.
So it's like,
right.
People are kind of a little bit like, who does she think she is? And I had to check myself and say, I kind of was low-key hating because I don't like her flow either. But that doesn't mean she's not worth, she doesn't deserve her success, you know?
Well, hey, I love a girl that's not a hater, and I could be honest and say, listen, I was hating, but you know, she deserves it. But I'll tell you this: the people build you up to tear you down. So I just remember a year ago they were Meg because they couldn't stand Cardi, right? And they were like, and then Nicki stamped her, but then the table started to turn. The higher Meg went, and then she did the WAP with Cardi, then nobody believes Meg anymore. Now Meg is trash because she's arrived.
Her doing that feature with Nicki Minaj, I think, was like the when people started turning on her, it was kind of a curse on her career, honestly, in a weird way, you know?
Yeah.
Very weird. And I think, I don't know. But the bottom line is this.
I like how you played the juxtaposition, though, of the Most High, because that was very interesting that he came and kind of paid an homage to God and Christianity. And then Megan Thee Stallion's video was more toward this whimsical, but this kind of like this ode to like the symbolism of, you know, this Illuminati initiation, you know, because we all know the checkered board theme, the black and white, the zebra, you know, it's all of that symbolism is like
clearly satanic. I mean,
yeah.
She doesn't even look like herself. Like, if you look at the picture, the promo pictures of her as after that video, she has, like, these pigtails, and she kind of looks like a joker. Like, there's, like, no life behind her eyes. To me, it's very creepy. Like, it was a very creepy video. And I know that there's what you said was there is a spiritual aspect to this. Tory may not be perfect, but I don't believe that he could glorify God in a song if he was evil. I just don't believe that. Sorry.
Well, and the only reason why I feel that way, and I think I can show you, is because Okay, I used to watch. We used to watch this. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up because I think that YouTube suppressed these videos. Have you ever watched like those Illuminati videos on YouTube before? Hello.
Have I ever seen what?
The Illuminati videos on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen. I mean, there's this channel called The Stranger Fiction. It's shadow banned. They talk a lot about Hollywood and that satanic stuff. So yeah.
Okay, so yeah, there was this video. Okay, I can't really play it because it's not going to play right. But there was I used to watch it, and they did a lot of symbolism about Lady Gaga, and they showed how she would like kind of dress like a kid, or they'd have like they'd use like Disney, and they'd use like you know very whimsical themes to show like initiation. And, you know, there was a time where Lady Gaga would wear like, you know, her eyelids were like paint, her eyeballs would be painted on top of her eyelids and it would kind of look very childlike. You know what I mean? It was just interesting. And so I'm saying all that to say that is reminiscences of like the Alice in Wonderland theme stuff with Megan Thee Stallion, that childlike Disney kind of that energy. So yeah, I'm with you on it. I guess I'm saying all that to say I'm definitely with you with the spiritual aspect of the whole thing, because when I seen that video, I immediately thought to those old Illuminati videos that I used to watch about Lady Gaga, and it looked like a bunch of like Disney stuff. So yeah, thank you. thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Because girl, we could have went on a tangent. All right. So, okay, so we got a whole queue. Okay, let me see. Let me see where everybody's at. Yeah, shout out to the 2,600 people in here. Listen, we have 2,600 people in here. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. All right. Let's see who we got. Okay. Oh, here we go. 1777. Let me see. 1777. You're live on the air.
Okay, great. I was on before, but you know what? Profanity did get the best of me, but now
okay.
I got my vocab up.
Okay.
Okay. Now this turned into some angel versus demon type of thing, and I just want to put it like this. Like, I don't know. Like, from the beginning, I don't understand why Megan would lie. So, you know, I was on her side. But then all this did was teach us as black women that we need to, if our abuser is a black man or whoever, we need to just come out and say, like, everybody making these excuses.
Yeah, I like that.
At the end of the day, this taught us a lesson, because these guys will turn on you. If it was up to him putting her in jail, she definitely would have got locked up. So for her doing all that, now she is discredited. Now she is picked apart. From the gate, if she would have said what he did, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. So all I have to say is we need to, as black women, no matter what, if somebody is hurting you, you come out and say that. No more of this protecting our black men, because we're the protection for us. Out the gate, we don't get believed. Out the gate, we tussle with men. Oh, you know, she's dangerous. Oh, my God, she's taller than him. Oh, my God. It doesn't matter, you know. He's threatened. He's weak.
Mm-hmm.
He's weak. He's deemed weak. How does that fly with anybody else? Oh my God, yeah. She's bigger than him, so that's why he pulled out a gun. Did she have a gun? Did she have a knife? See, that's the people just automatically think. Oh, he's a black man, so he gotta be protected. He's weak. He's this. He's that. He's fragile. Like, y'all proud of that? Like, stop. It all has to stop. And it's like Megan's music to me is trash, honestly.
Okay.
But I see myself as a black woman. Like, she doesn't, honestly, she doesn't represent me. But as the diaspora, I feel like I need to speak out, because this could have been anybody. This happens every day. Women get killed every day.
Mm-hmm.
So people worry about the cops. You're more likely to get killed by someone you know or in your neighborhood or your partner than you are by the cops. And that's just facts.
Right. Well, thank you, Carla. Okay. You did a much better job this time. Thank you. And we have to learn in life to stop when we're ahead. And you're definitely ahead right now. So thank you for winning. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's see what we got going on. 8-5. Oh, let me pin this one. Let me pin this one so I can see the next. So these people, you guys are next. I'm going to pin it. 8536. Then I'm coming for 9349. And then I'm coming for 1765. So on and so on. Okay. 8536, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Thanks for taking my
call. Hey, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Nothing much. So I just want to say a couple of things. First of all, I think everybody needs to read what the charges are. The charges are not saying that he was charged with assault. The charges are he had a gun, an illegal gun. There's nothing that's been posted thus far that says that he's actually charged with assaulting her.
With yes, that being it is. Said, It says hit him with one count of felony assault, count of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and one count of carrying a loaded unregistered firearm. So there's definitely assault there. And
they're not saying he assaults. There's no one saying he's assaulted anyone. It's a felony in California because he's an unlicensed individual with an illegal gun. That's what he's
so
being
what
nailed down
assault
for.
Assault with a semi-automatic firearm mean?
It doesn't mean he assaulted a person. It does not. He's charged. Listen, the point I'm making is this. Regardless to whether Meg is bigger than him, whether you like her music or not, whether you think she's a part of the Illuminati, whether you really believe that he's this super Christian, even though Jim Jones was a Christian and killed all the people on the island, at the end of the day, this woman is saying that this individual harmed her. And while I don't think people should rush to pick sides and say who did what, I do think that we need to not necessarily have so many opinions when we really don't have any solid facts. Not even 2 months ago, everybody was screaming that nothing was happening with this girl. Then she shows us pictures of her foot. Now we've picked apart pictures of her foot. Now we're picking apart either you want to believe it or you don't. We don't have enough facts. And so I just wish that things were just a little bit more clearer. I really am ready for them to go to trial because both of them seem to be putting out a whole bunch of mess and none of it is making sense. None of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's the assault for me that I'm trying to figure out. I still, okay. And then it wasn't assault on the person. But who was the assault on then? Because it also says here, the DA also alleges that Tori inflicted great bodily injury. I don't know. 9349, you're live on the air. 9-3, well, you know, let's take a commercial break one more time. Let's give a shout out to Manscaped one more time. Make sure you guys get this, guys, because your balls will thank you. All right, guys, make sure you guys get that. Make me look good. Do us proud. But this is the perfect time, especially for those that have men in their life, sons, hairy husbands, hairy dads. Christmas is coming up. Get it early and get the discount. Duh. I'm just saying, now's the time to do it. If you don't know what to buy them now. And it really, really works because I can get into my nicks and crannies and all of that, and it don't hurt. But anyway, let's take this call. Oh, and then they got a little flashlight at the end. So you know how if you're a guy, you can like kind of check yourself and examine yourself in the shower and stuff. And it's and you can get it wet. Baby, look, I'll be in there. Look, getting it in. Okay. All right. Let's take 9349.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Good. How are you?
All is well. Good. So I just wanted to say that I really think that he did shoot her, but it's a matter of it being a accident. You know how, like, you know how people in hood, they're real hood. They joke about fighting. They joke about very toxic things that in real life are very toxic. So seriously, I think that he shot her on accident, playing around. And I do think that he said, dance be dance. And I do think that instead of him coming out and saying, you know what, it was a joke, because most of the population, unless you've done that type of, you know, vibe, you won't really understand the joke about it. But he basically didn't admit to it because it was an accident. You see?
So you think that they were joking? Like, kiki and, like, laughing?
No. I think that Tory Lanez, like, for example, right, they're arguing, they're upset, they're in the car. He doesn't want her to leave the car. He's playing, and he pulls out the gun and just, you know, shoots the ground. But, again, it ricochets because, look, we all know she didn't get shot in the foot directly. She was in her feet. She got hit, but it doesn't seem like it was directed toward her, because if that were the case, she definitely would have been shot for real.
So you're saying that he probably would shot, but he didn't really shoot with the intent to actually hit her. Yeah.
Yeah,
I can see that too.
Scare her. So
yeah, I think he was trying to scare her too.
Yeah, because people don't get it. Exactly. So that's
right. But it's easy for her to be like, oh no, he did it to try to hurt me. But really, it was more so, let me flex my muscle like Grouch. But at the same time, why even do that?
Because she really doesn't know. The thing is, because she's Aquarius, okay? Aquarius sun. They always want to be right. They never want to be wrong. Always want to be seen. Always want to be loved by everybody. So she never wants to be in the wrong. She doesn't want to come out and say, you know what? Well, dang, maybe he didn't shoot me. Or honestly, I don't think she really knows who shot her, like she said, or like somebody said. But this makes sense, the fact that her back was turned. But she's going to blame him because she has issues with him already. Or they have issues in their relationship together, whether they were messing around or just, you know, platonic, whatever the case. You see what I'm saying?
Right, but
so,
let me ask you this. Isn't this so sad and interesting that, you know, this is that Kardashian-Jenner curse. You know, it's
there
the great white curse. That porcelain skin did it again. she took another black man down. He couldn't resist it. It was that great white skin, that beautiful white queen, and made him lose his whole career. Wow.
I don't think I'm going to say something. He is a very vibrant individual, and he don't know how to handle himself, right? I don't think he's evil. I know he has horrible tendencies, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't think he's going to jail. I'll be back on your show whenever this clears, but I don't think he's going to jail. And if he does, it'll be like something real short. This is my first time calling in, but I just want to say that right now. I don't think he's going to jail. And we're going to see how he's going to escape this, but he's not going to jail.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll say this for sure. He's not going to jail for 22 years. I don't see that.
Okay. Maybe a year. But
yeah.
I agree.
Okay. I agree. All right. Thank you, Kylie.
Okay.
I mean, not you,
bye.
But Kylie. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Yes. That good porcelain skin wins again. Okay. 1765. We're coming for you. 1765. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
It's the assault and bodily harm for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people think it's not assault and bodily harm on the clear, you know, document that DA put out. But my bigger point here, I do believe that Tory shot Meg. And
okay.
I do believe that they were arguing in the car. And most likely she, you know, I think that Meg portrays a type of girl that's, you know, a boss bee. And she has that attitude that no one can talk to her. She's in control. She has that, you know, attitude. And if a man, she's talking to a man, he's going to feel small in that situation. And that's just the male ego right there. You know, that's not Meg's fault right there. You know, period. And I feel like she walks out of the car and he's like, yo, who you think you are? And probably got the gun to try to get back some type of power in that situation to say, hey, don't walk away from me. And I think that's what happened. I really do believe that's what happened, honestly.
Right.
But I want to speak more to the point of what all this game is about, because I think a lot of people are just not used to the fact that we've never been in a situation like this since Chris Brown and Rihanna, and then before that was Bobby and Whitney, Ike and Tina. And we've never actually seen this in a very long time, and I think people don't understand that the position that both Meg and Tory is in, and the position of the, you know, the public when it comes to selling music in today, and how both this incident can impact their lives. I'm sure in Meg's mind, of course, I 100% believe that Tory shot her. And I know, I believe 100% that Tory knows that he shot Meg. And I feel like Tory knows that he can lose everything in this moment of support Black women, this gun violence that's happening in this country, within the Black community as well, as well as the fact that he's now in a position, not on any label, and he's now getting these type of deals in Apple, wherever the deals are coming in, and he knows that can't stop. And he's playing a PR game, a spin game to muddy the waters a little bit. No one would ever recommend.
I like that. Muddy the waters, yes.
Of course, totally. Nobody would recommend any artist to put a full-length album, visuals, and I know that you've been, because I do believe Tory knows he's been charged. I know Meg knows that, obviously, they would know before us. And Tory is getting ahead of it. I mean, the pictures and the videos we've seen him out, he looks so scared. He's not in his right mind. He's frightened. He has to put on a pretense because it's a spin cycle. It's about the PR. It's not about, because this is the thing, and it's so unfortunate within the Black community. The reality is that Tory will not be canceled for this. I mean, if look at the stats, Black women die every single day at the hands of Black men and gun violence in this country. Let's be 100% factual about that. And none of this is going to stop that, or this situation is going to impact Tory's success. It's more so going to impact Meg, because Meg is the one that's putting Tory up on the chopping block for putting her abuser in the pen. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So you think that Meg is going to suffer for this?
Of course. It doesn't really,
no,
I mean,
absolutely
Rihanna.
Absolutely not. I don't agree.
Let me explain a little bit. I believe Meg is going to lose. It's so weird with this whole street code nonsense.
Okay.
And this whole, you're going to put a Black man down. They're trying to, let me tell you why. Tory put it in his music. Oh, they're trying to get me. They're trying to frame me. You know, all this type of Illuminati references and all this kind of nonsense to play on the psyche and the sympathy of the Black community, say, oh, they're trying to get the Black man down narrative.
Yeah.
You know, that would have worked if this was against some type of white executive or some type of, you know, white woman or whatever. But we will see how that plays out when it's against another Black woman in the media. And
I'm kind of with you, though, because there's a lot of women, there's a lot of people in the community that are willing to turn, that have already turned on Meg. So you have a point there.
Yes, of course.
So we'll see. But if it comes out that this man has shot her, though, I think it's over. If it can be proven, then it's over for Tory Lanez.
Well, people are already saying that it's a frame job, it's a cover up, it's Jay-Z, it's Beyonce. God forgive me, it was the Jewish white man
that tried to end his Black man's career. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Exactly. I mean, come on. People are saying all kind of nonsense. And I mean, God forgive me, but I remember when Nipsey Hussle died and people were saying that the government, you know, shot Nipsey. That was ridiculous. Nipsey died because of, you know, gang violence and, you know, turf wars and jealousy between Black men, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And that's why Nipsey died. It wasn't about the government. People were making those conspiracies as well. So it's hard for people to, you know, grapple around in their thoughts and their minds to understand all this type of stuff. You know, Tory Lanez is a Black man with a lot of things to lose, and he's on the up and up, and he's scared. You can see in his eyes. Meg is actually very, very calm in this situation. And let me tell you what the outcome is going to be, and I'll get off. Tory is going to go to jail for 2 years and probation.
he's going
to have to give up, yeah, give up his, whatever, I don't know if he has a license or whatever, and he's going to be on probation, and that's going to be that.
And then after a little bit while, after that, he's going to come out and say, yes, I shot Meg.
And he'll probably
drunk.
Be deported.
Yeah, and he, well, obviously, in this time, you know, he might be deported as well. And he's going to come out and say he shot Meg in his tell-all, probably in the Joe Biden podcast or something, and say they were in a love affair. And it was, you know, it was just hot and heavy, and they were arguing, and his ego got to him. And guess what? They're going to welcome him back in their arms. Because you
right.
know why? Because this industry is full of misogynists and abusers, both physically, emotionally, and these men will get away with anything. And it's only going to be temporary with this black protect black women thing. It's going to be temporary. I don't think it's going to be forever. And we're going to get back to the same old after this. You know, give it a year or two, or even give it 6 months, and we'll see.
Actually, I agree with that last, that whole little rundown. Only thing I would add, I think I've seen the moderator said, is he might get some house arrest, too. But that's pretty much it.
House arrest? I don't see house arrest, because I think the reason why I said that, because this happened in Hollywood, L.A., and they're gonna whenever crimes happen between celebrities, this is a big case. And it has to be some type of, and it's a gun involved. And it's going to be some type of, you know, punishment to say. They're going to, you know, be some type of punishment, especially because it's a high-profile case. And they're going to have to get, you know, dot their I's and cross their T's and whatever. And they're going to get, like, some probation. He's never been to jail. He doesn't have, like, a docket, per se. They're both not, like, criminals. So I think he's going to get probation. It's his first offense with a gun violence, shooting somebody. And he's going to get probably 2 years probation, and he might go home for a little while. And, you know, he's going to sing from
Canada. Okay, wrap it up. We got 2 more minutes, but I want to ask you one more thing. They said, what if Meg shot herself? Okay.
That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Thank you, love. But thank you for calling in. Thank you. All right.
No problem.
Okay, boom. We got some. Okay, I got your Cash App. Okay, so I'll bring you next, because it was a cute little. It was okay. Yeah, you definitely jumped to the line. Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I will definitely be pulling you. Thank you for your Cash App. Let me read this from Black Tea Blog. The charges prove the DA is unsure if Megan was shot. According to the assault statute, no injury or firing of the gun is required. The DA only needs to prove that the gun was present with the intent to cause harm. Okay. Let me take this call. 8759.
Hey,
what's going on? Yes.
Hey, a couple points. So I want to say that Tory Lanez is a complete narcissist. He's an abuser. I cannot believe the audacity of him to be out and about. I can't believe this album. I cannot believe that people have been bullying Meg since she came out about her height. I'm a tall woman as well. Men are so insecure about this.
Mm-hmm.
When he was in the club, he was looking all frail in the face and worried. You could tell he was not right. Did you see the crowd that was around him? They looked broke and dusty. No baddies in the section at all. It looked like all of them were paid to be there. I feel like he may not have tried to shoot her on purpose. However, I feel like the damage is done regardless. I hope that this girl has therapy sessions, because she's literally been working this whole year, and she had to go through something like this and then just keep on going, because, you know, in Hollywood, one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know much about symbolism at all. I've never delved into that. But honestly, her video, her newest video, gave me like old MTV vibes. I'm not sure if Megan was the creator in that video, but she's into anime. She's into a lot of different kind of alternative things. So I kind of just wanted to put that out there.
Okay.
And that was mainly all I wanted to say. I don't know much about symbolism, so if you guys could educate a little bit more on that when you have the time.
Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you, Bo.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, she was quick and to the point, and she was on hold, and she went, yes, I love that. All right, 7391. Let me see, because we got a full queue. The queue is full. 7391. Let's get into some things, baby.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
I just really, one thing I wanted to say, the one caller that Colin was talking about, like the Illuminati and stuff, one thing she said just absolutely did not make sense because of the simple fact that the Illuminati is all about deceit. So she said that I can't see Tory Lanez being a part of that, being a devil worshiper or whatever she said, since he's singing or about God. And that just absolutely made no sense to me, because if you pay attention to the things that you're watching and listening to about the Illuminati, you're saying the total opposite of what you're saying. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't make sense to me. That was one thing. The other thing, that people keep on bringing up this thing about Megan being scared to say something to the police because there was a gun in the car or whatever, but I don't care what you say. If somebody shoots me, I don't care if it's my daddy or my mama. When the police get there, I am telling them what happened. There is a gun in the car. That crazy person over there shot me, so be careful on your way over there. Like, go get them.
And so you feel like Meg is lying?
I'm not saying I feel like she's lying, because I just feel like that part is stupid. I don't know what's going on at this point. I feel like the whole thing is a hoax. I don't even care about it anymore, because it's too many twists and turns and ups and downs, and she wasn't straight up from the first beginning, and I don't like that, because you've been shot, so I just don't see why you wouldn't just be straight up when all this first happened. Like, that
so
don't
what
make
happens
sense to
if
me.
Tory Lanez is convicted? What happens next if Tory is
convicted?
What happens to Tory and what happens to Meg?
Megan, she will keep her career, because I think either way it goes, now that he's been charged, I think it looks better for her, but it still is more investigation to be done. It's still a whole trial to be had, and a lot more stuff is going to come out. The truth is going to come out one way or another, because the friend is going to have to go on the stand. Oh, well, I mean, he had a good lawyer, and he just beat the case. You know what I'm saying?
And what happens to Meg?
I just feel like it's a hoax. Nothing. I mean, because if he beats the case, that doesn't mean that he didn't do it. People get off all the time
true.
Things that they actually
true.
Did. So just because he
true.
Beats the case doesn't mean he didn't do it. So,
true.
You know, if he does, he just does, and he gets to keep his career. But then, you know, the people, nobody's going to forget. So then at the same time, I can't say he keeps his career, because we'll just have
right.
to see when and if it
happens.
Because
in the court of
but
public
Kelsey
opinion,
gonna...
people will be like, you shot Meg. Yeah.
So. I mean, yeah, just like OJ. We know OJ killed his wife.
Right.
But he got off the first time, and people knew he did that. All the black people in the world.
And wait, and
that,
not for nothing, in that Most High video, he used, Tory Lanez used the glove. If it did not fit, it must have quit. He did the
if
OJ
you must
move.
Have quit. And then look at that.
So
and
that's
look,
the
like,
symbolism
just,
there.
Right there. And so, like, I don't see what that one caller is saying. Like, she can't see Tory Lanez being a devil worshiper. He's been out here longer than Megan. I mean, like, most of the time when you really make it, and Tory Lanez would be a person, he really made it, they most of the time they sell their soul. And a lot of these people don't want to believe that Megan sold her soul, but she gone, baby. It is what it is. Like, she just is. And so that's all I had to say.
I think it'd be easy for her to be gone anyway, because she don't have nobody here. So yeah, those are the
right.
easiest souls to get.
And it takes nothing. And I know she's probably gonna be mad about this. I think she sacrificed her mama, because
okay.
like
okay.
the video. Bye.
Bye. Bye, girl. Because y'all's ready to go start going there. Okay, 5881. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, honey, this is Nikki. I'm from Chicago.
Hi, Nikki from Chicago.
Excited about that. Hey. Okay, so I did want to kind of say one thing. When I was kind of like piecing together the whole story. So you remember about that person they interviewed in the area, the Calabasas area, and they said that they'd seen someone shoot in the air?
Mm-hmm.
That took me back to like my college days. I had a college boyfriend. Me, him, and his roommate and his girlfriend, we used to go to this little hill, and to relieve stress, like in the air, facing like the woods, but it was like a hill. We used to shoot in the air, and I was like, okay, it was no ill intent. So had that happened to me, and you know, something from the bullet came down and hit me in the foot, would I be right to say that he intentionally shot me? And this is something that we do, or something that we all participated in a sense. I really don't believe that he intended to shoot her.
Mm.
But
she's saying that he, but she said that he did.
Well, she can be lying. There's a lot of women out here that be putting their hands on men. As soon as he choke up, they crying domestic. You know what I'm saying? I see it so much, and people like to downplay that and like to forget about that. I see it and like to play that victim role. So, you know, it's
so why is the friend? Why is the friend not talking then? So what is? Because there's missing pieces.
It is, and I keep saying the same thing. I want the friend to say something. I want that driver, security to say something, because I don't believe that story. And it's just something.
But my thing is this, though.
Like, I don't believe it. I don't feel like that story.
But I feel like even if that wasn't a story, I mean, this is like it's still stupid on his behalf, because why was the gun even pulled out?
Well, to me, this is nothing to with that. I just realized he was a year older than me. Like, I didn't realize he was nothing but, like, 28.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still young and dumb with money.
Mm.
So he's doing a lot of flashing and flashing. However, I don't believe that he intended to shoot her. So for her to say, like, oh, you did that, it was intentional. Excuse me? But you got back in the car. I'm sorry, I was a lot of other people with that, but you got back in the car. What sense does that make? It makes no sense. Everybody can be on the whole thing where people are defending him. No, when you tell these stories, baby, you got to make it make sense. The devil is a lie too. Let's not forget.
All right, I'm with
you.
We're talking about it. Thank you, caller. It's a lot. We none of us really know, but we're following it. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
All right, 0959. I missed you. Sorry. Oh, no, 0959. All right, let me find you. Get ready. There we go. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm so sorry, girl. I had skipped you, huh?
That's okay. I still love you.
Okay, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so quick. I just want to give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. I've had a horrible day today, but the chat... You guys are insane, and you're like ending the good. I'm ending my day really happy.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I just want to say something. Like, you know, 2020 has been a very trying year for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And going to that Megan situation, she lost her mom before Christmas last year, right? Or something like that, around that time.
Don't give
and
me a line. I don't know.
The thing is, like, she doesn't have her mother. She doesn't have her support. So right now, I'm thinking, like, really, Kardashian versus the Carters. They tried to get Megan, maybe to get closer to Beyonce and Jay-Z. But that's just like a weird that I have. Carter versus Kardashian, and Tory and Megan are like puppets in the game.
Okay.
Another thing, this month has been really crazy. I'm going out on a tangent, and that's the last thing I'm going to say.
Okay.
This month, October 2020, there's two full moons, the first and the 31st. So I'm like listening to all that stuff. Megan was on SNL on Saturday, not even 24 hours after the first full moon. So I don't think this thing is over, because there's another full moon on the 31st. That's all I wanted to say. I love you guys.
Thank
Shout
you.
Out to all
I
the
love you.
Love you.
Thanks for listening. Okay, bye. Okay, let me check another call. Okay. Cherise Chandler says, here's my thing. Thank you for the super chat, by the way. With the information provided thus far, Meg has holes in her story, and Tory will need Kelsey to testify on his behalf in order to beat this along with his security guard. I agree. But I think that Kelsey is going to be the key witness, and it just is going to depend on whose side she's going to be on. It's going to be very, very interesting.
So I'm here for it. Astro Socialite, thank you for the donation. I don't know if you were wanting to call in or want to say something, but thank you for the donation. 7761. Okay. 7761, you are live on the air.
Okay. Hi, Armand. So this is what I do not understand about this argument that he shot her because he was scared for his life and she beat him up in the car. If that was the case, why would he let her back in the car? If you shoot somebody because as they're walking away, you're scared for your life, why would you let them back in the car?
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, so knowing she walked away, right? She got shot and she was walking away.
Yeah.
Right. For whatever reason, she gets back in the car, maybe because she can't walk no more. Her plan was to walk home. Clearly, she can't walk no more, so I guess he did what he wanted to do, shoot her in the feet to keep her from leaving. So now she doesn't really have much of a choice but to get back in the car. What do you think the conversation was when she got back in the car? Do you think everybody in the car was like, oh, I don't know who did it. I don't know who shot you. Like, I'm pretty sure that whoever did it was probably apologizing. Like, I don't think it was a whodunit case when she got in the car and she didn't know who it was that shot her in the feet. Like, does that make sense to you or is it just me?
No, I'm with you. I'm listening. I'm just letting you get it out. Get it out, Mia. Is this you, right? Yeah, okay. So you're on air. So you do radio?
What was that?
Are you doing radio?
No, not yet. I'm thinking about it, but I'm also a little shy, so I might not.
Well, get into some things. So who do you think is right? What happens? Whose back do you have? What are you saying?
Well, this is the thing. So he already said the day that he released his album, I think it was like the day he had announced it, somebody said in the Shade Room comments, I think it was Kelsey that did it. He replied to their comment and said, no, it wasn't Kelsey. So now you've eliminated your only other ally. So that leaves you and the driver. Not the driver, the security guard, or whoever it was. How likely is it that the driver who has no relation to Megan Thee Stallion is going to get that mad at her, they're going to shoot her in the back, in the back of her feet as she's walking away? Like, that doesn't make sense. I mean, just...
No, it wouldn't make any sense for the security guard to do it. Yeah.
Right. Because usually crimes of passion happen between people that have, you know, emotional ties.
And they were all drunk and high. They were at a pool party. We got to remember, he was flirting with Kylie Jenner. Megan Thee Stallion got mad. But this is also true. The best friend was feeling Tory too. So it was a lot of sneaky business going on. This was a lover's quarrel. And then the friend, I don't know, I'm talking like I know, but then the friend, Kelsey, she got caught in the middle of the ish too because she was liking Tory, but Meg took Tory from her when she allegedly caught the COVID.
Right. And she only recently unfollowed Kelsey. So would you follow somebody for months that shot you? If you really thought that person shot you but you wanted to lie and say it was somebody else, that doesn't make sense either. So clearly, just process of elimination. She was in the car. She didn't shoot herself in the back of the seat. She said Kelsey didn't do it, so that really only leaves him and the driver. And I don't see a reason why the driver, security guard, whoever it was, why they would shoot somebody who they wasn't involved with. And
Thank
I really
you.
Think that he shot at her. It could have been to scare her, but he still, you know, hit her. But he also could have aimed at her and just missed, but she still got hit by the bullet fragments. We really don't know. But either way, she was shot by the gun that was belonging to him, and she got hurt. So regardless of whether it was an accident or intentional, you don't, like, that guns are serious. You don't just take guns out and shoot them at people because you're drunk and you can't handle yourself. Especially when you're already a felon, you shouldn't be even in possession of a gun in the first place. So that's all
Thank
I wanted
you,
to
Carla.
Say. I think it was him. I hope he rots in prison. Thank you, Armand.
Bye. Okay, so I see Megan lying. Nobody would get in the car with someone who just shot your foot. And somebody else says, Megan has no reason to lie besides jealousy. While Tory has multiple reasons to lie, he don't want to lose fame, money, citizenship, etc. Okay, and we have one more caller. Listen, this is our last Super Chatter call. We are over time, so we do... we have a full queue, though. So if we can get 50 more subscribers, I will take more calls after this super chat. So we need 50 subscribers, 50 people out of almost the 3,000 people that have not hit that button. Check and make sure you are subscribed. And we need you guys to subscribe, and I'll be checking right after this call. 8087. 8087. 8087, I'm coming for you. Okay, 8087, you're live on the air.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Don't
never
be
called
nervous,
in
please.
Before. Do I sound okay? Or am I too
loud?
Yeah,
you sound fine. No, you just
okay.
sound like you're yes. You sound a little high, but that's it.
Oh no.
Okay.
I had a drink earlier and I'm making pasta, so I'm just kinda yeah, chilling out. But so here's my thought on the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, remember wasn't it like the Shade Room that posted the medical record about
it matched the gun? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like my number one thought about that is like okay so. Like, there's a doctor in our family, right? And a nurse. My mother's a PA. So it's
okay.
Like, there's HIPAA laws. So it's like, I don't understand how, like, information, you know, like that gets out. You know, there's a confidentiality aspect of that.
Okay.
So that's kind of weird in itself. But, like, I'm not saying, you know, F Megan. But F Tory, I'm just team truth. So like, and then another thing is, you know, I feel like a lot of people are bringing in like Kylie. And I think that Tory was just being a scumbag and just wanted to, you know, holler at fake booty, you know, mansion owning, you know, princess daughter, you know, female with, you know, whatever, and I don't think that she really plays a part in this. I think it's mainly Kelsey, the security guard, Tori, and Megan. Okay, I'm going to get to the point. So,
yes, 5 more seconds.
Okay, so, yeah, I just feel like, if you know, since it said shrapnel, I think this is my thought. I think maybe there was an altercation, whether it got physical or not. You know, we've all been drunk. And I think that possibly the gun was shot and it ricocheted or something like that, right? But I do have a question for you. If it's a secure... Okay, so everyone's saying that the gun belonged to the security guard. So what? Who's... Like, if I was a security guard, who would I be... would I be like, oh, fuck, Tori got, I mean,
gotta go,
no.
thank you. Sorry. All right. Last one, 4987. Oh. Hello.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad. What it do, bro? What's
yeah, you yes, you gone. You hello. What's going on?
Let's get into some shit. I mean, some things. Yo, listen.
You got one more time.
My bad. Yo, listen. Tasha K, Millie, all of them is full of crap. They full of crap. Listen. My bad. Yo, listen, Megan got shot. Even if it was the shrapnel, she got shot, whether it was on accident or not, whether Tory Lanez shot at the floor and it just ricocheted on her fucking ankle. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got shot.
No. No. But listen, we got to stop while we're ahead. We got to stop. I don't want to get Wendy off the line. Got to stop while we're ahead. We didn't get our 50, so darn it, we missed out.